AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hey, this is Gabriel, and I'm going to be honest, the audio in this one is absolute trash. If this is your first time listening to us, this is not usual for us. We recorded this one all in the same room, and we are very much amateurs with very much amateur mics and very much amateur sound deadening, meaning there is no sound deadening. So there's a lot of echo, a lot of reverb, a lot of feedback, I guess, in this one. But we just knew this episode was way too funny to not release. So, just sorry about that and enjoy the episode.
I'm Dylan.
I'm Ben.
I'm Gunner.
And I'm Gabriel.
And welcome back to another episode of Reality with a Twist. This episode is actually filmed live in front of a studio audience right now.
Yeah, audience. Let's hear you. Audience. Yes. Woo!
Just kidding. The live audience is us sitting in my loft right now as we're all together in person once again, hence why the audio might sound a bit different for this episode. We the Reality of the Twist loves the real life episodes, don't we, fellas?
Oh, absolutely. They're our best episodes.
They are our best episodes, I'd say.
I'd say so.
Well, before we can hop into today's topic, I think it's fitting for us to give a Jeremy update since we have not done one in a while, have we, fellas?
Oh, yeah, we haven't.
All right, so who would like to go share a Jeremy memory or a Jeremy update?
I think I'll take it for once.
Wait, who are you?
Well, it is me. Wait, Jeremy.
How'd you get to my house? I thought you were dead.
Turns out that Latin chant from 2 episodes ago worked. What? And I've been back.
That's why you look like a corpse. It didn't work very well.
Okay, guys, look, I just haven't left the basement for like 3 months.
Okay.
That's why I look very, very pale and sickly and dead.
Okay.
Jeremy, you look like Hep C if Hep C was a person.
Compliment taken. Thank you.
Well, yeah, Reality of the Twist listeners, at long last, Jeremy has come back to life and he is now our 5th member of the podcast officially.
I just have one question.
Yeah.
Why the Among Us casket?
You wanted it. You requested it.
You even, like, in your will, you said, I want an Among Us casket.
Yeah, you said, I want to be sus. That's what you said.
You want to be sussy, and you also wanted to be live stream on Twitch.
Yes.
You wanted to be up there with XQC.
You guys missed one crucial thing. I was supposed to be ejected out in the space.
Oh.
Yeah, you see, we tried arranging that, but, like, apparently there's something going on.
Just all I hear are excuses.
Listen, excuses, maybe they built the house of failure, but listen. They were not building your funeral funds, I can tell you that much.
The Among Us casket came from the collective $30 we had as a group.
Exactly.
Take it or leave it, Jeremy Crumbo.
Okay.
Quite frankly, we should be grateful that we even got a casket for $30, you know?
Wait, didn't you guys get like 50 subs?
Who told him how many subs we got?
So, Jeremy, are you recovering well from the spaghetti accident, or is that how's that going?
I'm still cleaning out some spaghetti strands and sauce from my ears. It was pretty brutal.
It was. I saw it. Meatballs everywhere.
But luckily, unfortunately for Giovanni and his family, they didn't realize that I'm 50% Italian. So
50%.
He only killed 50% of me.
All right.
Well, I think now it's a bit fitting for us to move into today's topic. But before I can get into today's topic again, I kind of want to ask you guys, and Jeremy, I think you can best answer this question. When you think of death, and when you think of just that whole scenario, what comes with death, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
A casket.
Casket, all right. A minus one, I'm guessing.
Yes.
I personally, when the first thing I think of with death is faking it.
Oh.
Ah, I
see. You have a lot of experience doing that.
Yeah.
All right, Gunner, Ben, what about you?
Okay, I'm thinking of death. I don't know why, but I keep thinking of my grandpa.
What?
That as one might say, the quote, that MF dead, end quote.
All right.
I'm the one that said that.
What about you, Ben?
Honestly, nothing super like specific comes to mind for me, honestly.
All right. Well, then I guess to kind of help your guys' memory, what is the one thing that you guys do after someone dies?
Kiss them.
Well, okay, why are you kissing dead bodies, first of all?
If they're your family member, you still love them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, you'll get a disease. You'll probably be the next one.
Just because they're dead doesn't mean they immediately have a disease.
A funeral! You guys go to a funeral and you celebrate their life. Typically,
I jump in the casket with them.
Jump in the casket,
girl put some miles on it. But typically, in a funeral, you have your procession, you talk about all the memories you had and all the goals that someone was not able to achieve, unfortunately, but...
Wow!
Please do not cancel me. Anyway, after that is done, you guys typically will, you know, drive the casket that the person is presiding in or the urn around, like, you know, a neighborhood, a town, places that they went to, and then afterwards, you go to the one place where they rest forever, and that is typically a tomb in the ground that is headed by what exactly?
The living tombstone. Five Nights at Freddy's.
We're waiting every night to find. NDRs of the week, right there. But yes, Gabe. Besides the living part, you will have a tombstone talking about who that person was when they were born, when they died, and maybe a quote or two that correspond with their life.
I've seen a new trend is putting that person's favorite recipe on there. I've seen some people starting to do that. I think that's a really good idea.
Wow, that's like that's terrible. What if they had like a secret recipe and like now the whole world knows?
Well, I mean, it's usually like a grandma or grandpa or something that like famous for making like their famous cookies or something, and then just like as a gift to the world, they put it on their gravestone. I think it's a really cute idea.
That's what I did for like my National Honor Society quote. I just put an entire pancake recipe.
I remember that.
Yeah, I do.
Are you saying you're going to do that for your tombstone as well?
I don't know if there's enough space.
Just make it really tiny.
I'd have to buy a really big tombstone.
Yeah, true.
All right. Make sure it's living. What I'm kind of hung up on, what kind of funeral like takes the body around town to their favorite places?
My grandma's funeral did.
Really?
Yes.
I've never been to
We drove around their hometown and then we like went past their house and then ended up going to the cemetery that she was going
to
be buried at.
I was about to say, like, Jeremy, have you like not been to, like, have you not wondered, like, when you're like in traffic and like you have to pull over to the side for like a long time, you never think about where those cars are going?
I usually just cut in front of them. I'm kidding.
Well, I guess we now know why he's
next to him.
I guess we now know why he even died to begin with. But yes, today's topic is all about tombstone, gravestones, however you want to put it, because quite frankly, while they are often looked at, not really talked about so much.
Yeah. That's fair.
It's truly
there
fair.
Are, like, thinking about it, there are a very, like, abstract thing, just marking the point where somebody is forever until they decompose. That is their last point of existence.
Yeah, like, that, they will never move from that spot unless they're robbed, of course.
Or unless, you know, something else funky happened, like the grave in the middle of the road in Franklin, Indiana. That was pretty crazy.
I remember
that too. I think wasn't that talked about?
Yeah, we talked about it on Reality with a Twist, the radio show at WRFT.
Oh, can we talk about this again?
I didn't write anything about it, sorry. No. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time when we host another Tombstone episode.
All right, sorry, Dom, continue.
No, you're all good. So pretty much how today's episode will work is I will be quizzing you guys on just some random tombstone, gravestone facts, little tidbits, queries, and you guys have to answer them.
That sounds like a great idea.
Sweet.
Pretty much, and you guys might be wondering, what is the grand prize for answering all these questions correctly? Well, I have about $50 in my wallet.
Cool.
And with this $50, I'm going to be murdering one of you.
Oh.
And putting you back in the ground with your own tombstone of your choice.
Yes. Yes. So the winner dies.
Essentially. But it's the fact that you will have a gravestone, tombstone, dedicated to whatever you want.
So I guess my question is, why not just let us pick it out and buy it for us and then not kill us?
Well, then, because, you know, then you'll have to wait, like, I don't know, like, maybe 20, 40, that's 80 true. Years. And it's like, why not? Why just have it now? Why be your centerpiece right now in your life?
That prime one-day ship.
And it could be wherever you want it to be as well.
Okay, cool. That sounds like a great prize.
Middle of the highway, here I come.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I think it's a pretty good prize.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, here comes the first question. So, tombstones, obviously, they had to come start somewhere. You know, some person had to think, you know what? I want to make sure I remember where I put this body for later. And they had to put either a stick in the ground or maybe a little rock. But how far back exactly do tombstones and gravestones go? Were the first reported sightings of a tombstone or gravestone being used referred back to 3,000 to 6,000 years ago, 6,000 to 9,000 years ago, 9,000 to 12,000 years ago, or 15,000 and plus years ago?
I think marking the burial of somebody, I think mourning is like an inherent human trait. Or I think mourning is like an inherent living trait. So I think we've done it since we've existed. So I'm going to say D, 15,000 plus years ago.
I'm also going to say D, 15,000.
I'm going to go with the second to last option, which was 9 to 12,000?
Yep.
Okay.
Are we talking, I just want to clarify, are we talking, like, specifically tombstones or just burial markings in general?
I think tombstones, gravestones, but I think that could be a very broad thing, as they can be made out of whatever, and they can be structured however you'd like as well. So whether that be a stick in the ground, a rock, whatever.
I think it's a pretty big umbrella of...
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody say D?
A lot of people. Pretty much everyone besides Jeremy said D.
Oh. Did anybody say C?
Jeremy said C.
I'll be bold and daring then and say B.
Okay.
All right. Well, what if I told you that none of you are right?
What?
The first reported sightings of tombstones and gravestones being used was around 3,000 to 6,000 years ago, near the New Stone Age and Bronze Ages.
Okay. The first man to get one of those was named Ooga Booga.
Oh, and now, only 3,000 to 6,000 years ago?
I will give you guys this. I mean, I'm sure that at some point in the 15,000 plus, 9,000 to 12,000, whatever year frames, there probably had to have been somebody or a caveman, Neanderthal, that probably stuck a stick in the ground to remember where they put their dead body.
I bet they're like, I'll put my favorite pebble on this.
However, in the case where, you know, we see it nowadays where there is a whole thing hosted and, like, you know, there's, like, more commemoration and actual, like, stuff in regards to that, then you would see it tracked around 3,000 to 6,000 years ago.
Okay. That's cool.
Wait a second. I'm so dumb. I didn't realize how long ago 9,000 to 12,000 years was.
I was just a wee lad back then.
I mean, I was just 2 years old.
Yeah, 2 years old.
Crazy. Crazy how time flies so fast.
Now I am 20 years old.
You were 2 years old during a 3,000 year range ago.
Yes. Okay, so 0 points so far.
0 points, no one's having to die yet. Now. So, typically, whenever you go to a graveyard, you will see a whole line of tombstones and or gravestones lined up. But here's the question. What direction are the actual text parts of the tombstones facing? Is it north, south, east, or west?
Oh, like all of them are this way?
All of them are this way. Well, I mean, there's probably some exceptions, but the majority of tombstones are pointing in either north, south, east, or west.
Okay, I'm thinking of one of my hometowns that has a really beautiful cemetery that's right in the middle of town. And it's a big cemetery. It's right next to the park, too, so I go to it a lot. I feel like most of them are facing north. I believe most of them are facing north.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm going to say west.
I feel like west might be right, but I'm going to stick with north.
All right. I'm also going to say west.
Yeah, I'm going to say west.
You guys suck.
All right. Well, I'm happy to say for Gunner and Ben, you're both not right.
Oh. No.
And Gabe and Jeremy, you're also not right.
Wait, we said different answers.
We all said west.
I said north, and they all said west.
Oh, well, none of you are right still.
Northwest? They're back?
The correct answer was actually east. This was first exhibited within the rural cemetery movement back in the 1830s. And the reason why most tombstones are facing east is because that is where the sun rises. And so symbolically, it shows the rise of the sun and the setting from behind to kind of emphasize time moving almost.
That's a good idea. I like that. I like the idea of that.
Yeah, I think it's a nice little tidbit, and it's something that I learned recently, obviously from doing the research here.
Yeah, that's very cool. So, still 0 points.
Still 0 points. People, I got to spend this $50 somehow. It ain't going to be for me.
Luckily, none of us have to die so far. We're losing intentionally.
What if we all lose? Well, I mean, if we all get out of this with 0 points, it means we all technically win.
Yeah, so we all die.
But I don't think $50 will cover it.
Yeah, $50 will definitely not cover it. So it'll kind of be like Fortnite. Well,
then again, would $50 even cover one casket?
No.
I know a guy.
Oh, okay.
How do you think I got the Among Us casket?
That's true.
Anywho, let's move on to the next thing. So, tombstones, you know, you probably all see them in the same size. You know, either it be like oval shapes, rectangle shape. You guys know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, what if I told you that obviously there are some records for the biggest tombstones ever? There is actually two separate answers to this, one being much more diverse and drastic, and the other being more realistic. I'm going to ask you guys the drastic first. Okay. So, the tomb of, I'm going to probably butcher this name, Qin Shi Huang, is a tombstone that you guys might have seen in your history books, where it is the first emperor of the unified China, and he lies within the ground, surrounded by a bunch of statues of his fellow troopers, or at least, you know, symbolically of his army he had. And it's quite big, but how big is it? Is the tomb of Qin Shi Huang 100,000 square meters, 120 plus square meters.
It's over 120 square meters, guys.
120,000 square meters, 150,000 square meters, or 200,000 square meters.
I'm going to say 120,000.
Okay.
Oh, what was C? What was C again?
9 got me all confused. 150,000.
150,000, and then D was 200,000.
Yes.
I'm just going to say D. I'm going to go with the biggest.
Hey, okay. I was going to choose D, too.
I'm going to go with Gunner and say 120.
I guess I'll go C.
Yeah, alright.
Alright, well, Jeremy?
Yeah?
You're not right.
Oh.
Gunner and Ben, however, you are correct.
Ooh, nice.
Obviously, 120,000 is not the approximate. The approximate being 122,475 square meters. But that's pretty big.
Yeah.
Pretty big for one person's tomb. But obviously, this is a huge landmark, and it's something that is not something you typically see nowadays. You know, you'd be kind of seen as crazy nowadays if you try to pull something that big off.
I love how you say not typically seen, as if we have sometimes seen this.
I mean, if you go to China,
that's true.
You will see it.
Very true.
So,
Dylan, I personally think you will need a 120,000 square meter tomb to fit your mom.
Oh, things are. Oh, things,
you know
are
what? I rescind a point for that.
You just saved his life by rescinding a point for
exactly.
that.
Exactly. It's the tombstone or gravestone that matters here. It's not about the death.
That's true. Fair.
Anyway, moving back over, we're going to touch on another person's tomb that would be classified, I guess, as the second biggest tomb. That is not the, however you pronounce his name, Qin Shi Huang size tomb. This tomb actually belongs to the name of a man named Willie Collins. It is a 37-ton headstone that kind of acts as more like kind of like a Christmas decoration almost. Oh. It is tomb-shaped, but it has like a bunch of other stone settings and figures around it that give it its huge mass.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, where exactly is this tombstone located? Is it located in A, France, B, the United States, C, the United Kingdom, or D, Switzerland?
What was his name again?
Yeah, what was his name?
Willie Collins.
Willie Collins. Willie seems like a very American first name, but I'm going to say United Kingdom.
I'm going to say Switzerland.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say America.
I'm going to say France.
All right. I honestly forgot who said UK.
I said UK.
All right, then Gabe, you are tied with Ben and Gunner. Willie Collins' tombstone is located in the UK. And obviously I would show you guys a picture of it, but it's actually, I don't know if you guys can see it from here.
Holy cow.
It's a few pixels.
I mean, right now I'm pretty distanced from the rest of the game so that they don't see my laptop screen or whatever, but that is what it looks like.
Insane.
All it right. does look like Christmas.
Yeah. Let me position my mic back here. Now that we've discussed the largest, let's talk about the tallest tombstone in America. The tallest tombstone in America belongs to a dentist in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Ooh.
The question is, though, how... And also, this person, his name was Thomas Wiltberger Evans, and he died in 1897.
Okay.
Yeah, not that interesting. But how tall exactly was this tombstone? Is it either A, 150 feet tall, B, 200 feet tall, C, 250 feet tall, or D, 300 feet tall?
Oh my god.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
150 feet.
Yeah, okay, so just for some scale, you guys, the Diamondback at King's Island is just over 200 feet tall. So imagine that, but one gravestone.
But here's the thing, I think in Pennsylvania, there's a certain, like, cutoff elevation-wise, where, like, certain buildings can't go above this.
I thought that was D.C.
I know that's in, like, Florida.
I thought that was Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, it's in a lot of states.
Huh.
I'm just, so you guys said 150. Just to be different, I'll say 200. I'll say 200.
Okay.
Because why does this guy have such a tall tombstone?
Because he's...
I guess he was a really good dentist. I don't know.
I'll also say 150.
Oh, you guys.
So all of you say 150 except for Gabe.
Yes.
All right, well... All of you except Gabe get a point.
Let's go. Yeah. I thought 150. I just wanted to be different.
That means Ben and Gunner, you're both now tied again. Jeremy has 1 point and is tied with Gabriel.
Let's go.
But obviously nowhere near close to reaching the $50 grand prize of getting your own tombstone and gravestone, plus death included.
Darn.
And also, like I said, to kind of add to that whole like height limit, this was made in like 1897 before that stuff was really taken into account.
Yeah, true.
And you can't really just destroy someone's tombstone like that. If it's against family wishes, then it's like, you know.
True. I think cemeteries and gravestones could be kind of like the most respected places ever.
Exactly.
When I die, I'm going to have a tombstone that goes 151
feet. Just to prove him.
All right. So, we all know that tombstones are made out of different materials. And obviously, a typical material that we'll see is stone, whatever. You know, it's rare to see tombstones made out of anything else that is not a solid thing. However, I'm going to list four different materials, and you guys have to tell me which one is not a type of material that has been used on a tombstone.
Okay.
Easy.
Your choices are limestone, marble, gold, and bronze.
This question is not as easy as I thought.
Yeah, I mean, limestone very much has been used. I mean, has to have been used. Limestone is used on buildings. I'm sure it's been used on tombstones.
Could you repeat the question?
Your choices are, which one of these is not a material that has been used to make a tombstone? Limestone, marble, gold or bronze?
I'm going to say bronze, just because I feel like if you had the money to make, I don't know. Actually, no, I don't know at all.
But don't, I'm going to say gold. Don't those metals rust?
Well, I think it, like, patinas, doesn't it, like, a green? Doesn't bronze turn to green?
I don't know. You played Minecraft.
That's copper.
Oh, yeah, that's copper. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm gonna stick with bronze. I'm going to stick with bronze.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to say gold. What do you say, Ben?
I said gold.
I'm going to say...
Come with me and say gold, and then we can stay tied.
Come with me and say bronze, okay. And then...
You got me. I'm going to say gold.
No. I want to go bronze, actually.
Hey, my man.
That's not going to make a difference. You do not get a point, but Gunner and Ben do get a point.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Gold has not been used to make a tombstone. However, the materials that have are wood, fieldstone, sandstone, limestone, slate, marble, iron, bronze, and granite.
I think gold has been in Minecraft. Minecraft, people have totally made tombstones out of gold.
You said Minecraft.
I think that question shouldn't count.
Watch. I'm going to have a tombstone that's 151 feet made of gold.
Gold, solid gold.
Just to prove Dylan wrong.
Why is no one pointing out that Gabe said, I do think gold has been used in Minecraft?
Because I'm sure it has. And bronze isn't even in Minecraft as far as I know. So I think basically Jeremy and I got a point on that.
Listen. Whatever, this is my turn to host, my rules, but it's not working in my favor because now there's two ties. And to be fair, I have kind of ran out of questions, so this is how we're going to deal with this tiebreaker. I mentioned what the exact square meters of the technical largest tomb in the world is. What was the exact number I said?
I know it.
122,488.
I think it was...
122,876.
No, those are right.
The answer was
122,475.
Oh,
oh,
man.
Well,
I'd like to solve the puzzle. It was 1,000.
So we're going to have to go off of who was the closest to 122,475.
No.
Which means that it goes to...
Gunner's Johnson.
What?
Okay. All right.
You know what to do with him. Well, first of all, what do you want?
Yeah, well, what do you want as your tomb?
I think the gold tomb.
How tall would you like that one?
How tall would you like it?
151 feet.
And how wide?
100 and...
Oh, gosh!
My man's building the city of Rome.
inches.
You're not gonna fit in
here! Are you saying that Gunner's larger than 100 inches wide? I don't think he's 100...
I don't know, you're not seeing what's down there.
What?
Anyway, Jeremy, just kill him.
Okay, well, now we're back down to four members of the podcast.
Yeah, welcome back to the four-member show, guys. Hope there's no ghosts here.
Yeah, that would suck.
This is the part we have to make a ghost noise.
Okay, guys, I know how we can stop... Stop. I know how we cannot be scared of the Gunner ghost.
We give him a chug.
That and our car fact of the week.
Whoa.
So it's winter, so I'm sure a lot of you guys' tire pressure monitoring systems may be screaming at you to put air in your tires. Is that correct?
No.
Yeah. Mine is.
You should listen. It's super common for tires to lose air pressure on this time of year due to the colder weather. Just colder air is less, it makes air contract. Make sure to keep your tires filled for the best traction in winter weather. Very, very, very simple car fact today, but I am not following my own advice because my tire pressure monitoring system light has been on for like a week. Don't be like me. Do as I say, not as I do.
Wonderful. So, okay. But okay, hang on. When in the spring, is it gonna like kind of go back to normal?
Well, I mean, you're
even if I don't like Irida.
I mean, I guess technically, it like if it were to warm up super. make sure it's still plugged in all the way. I guess if like the temperature went up super 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 fast, then yeah, it could. But I don't think that would happen.
Hmm.
Yeah, don't believe so.
Can't have anything in winter. Takes away my air pressure.
Yep.
My happiness.
Yep. My sex drive.
What?
What?
All right. What next? Next, Mr. Wiley.
What do you mean, what's next? I'm done here.
Oh. Weird news.
So, I mean, did you want me to do a Roblox game?
If you want to, that'd be awesome.
Alright, well, let me crack open Roblox, because I will admit, even though I am a Roblox guy, I've been playing more Gary's Mod recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, that's crazy. But anyway, of course I do have a Roblox game, though. I mean, I'm the Roblox guy, after all. And the game I'll be recommending today is Making Memes in Your Basement at 3 a.m.
Oh, is that one of those story games?
It's not necessarily. It's weird. It's kind of like a story game, but like it's more like a tycoon.
Okay.
It's a funny meme game. It's really popular right now. And if you have not checked it out yet, even due to its popularity, I would highly recommend it, because I actually spent a few hours playing it the other day, and have not gotten anywhere near the end of the game, but we'll get there at some point.
Cool.
Very nice.
Anybody want to go before our weird news?
Yeah sure, I'll do the pharmacy drug fact. So okay. This one's applicable to us today, and it's about... caffeine. So,
yeah!
Yep. So, I was kind of doing some research and was like curious, like how much caffeine is too much caffeine? So, the standard amount of caffeine that an adult consumes is about 200 to 400 milligrams. 400 milligrams is a safe level, but when it gets to 1,000 milligrams, that's when the FDA advises to stop.
Yeah.
Anyways, and then 12 milligrams of just pure caffeine, where it's anhydrous, is enough to kill people. And I was reading about how somebody died of a fatal caffeine overdose by consuming just 12 milligrams of straight caffeine.
That is so sad.
That is really
Wait,
sad.
Wait, 12 milligrams?
Yeah.
How do you acquire pure caffeine?
Whoa. You'd probably have to... You could.
So I know there's like caffeine pills out there.
Not like that, but like most drugs come in like a salt form. It's kind of hard to explain. But like the drug itself isn't a pure substance. But if you were to get it as a pure substance, you wouldn't need to take as much of it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a strange phenomenon, but. If it was just pure nothing but.
So it's almost like caffeine concentrate is like pure caffeine.
Right.
Yeah. So like 12 milligrams of pure caffeine is like equivalent to like 1,000 milligrams hydrous or hydrated caffeine.
Right. Yes. Let me look it up here real quick.
That's not an exact conversion. I'm trying to like to get what he's saying.
Anyways, so I looked it up. And so anhydrous is literally exactly what it sounds like, which I'm stupid. It's without water.
Mm-hmm.
So we use water to dilute it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But without water, it's just straight in and not good for you. So, yeah. Anyways, fun fact.
Nice.
Quite the fun fact.
We want to do our weird news.
Yeah.
Weird news. Okay, so this is taken straight from the Associated Press. As always, I will link it in the description. So, out of Bay St. Louis, Missouri, or not Missouri, Mississippi, my apologies, an argument between two men over a golf game led to one golfer biting off the nose of the other in the parking lot of a casino, police said. Mark Wells, 51, of Biloxi, initially fled the scene in Tesla before turning himself in. Bay St. Louis police chief Toby Schwartz said in a news release. The nose was not found as the victim was taken to the hospital, WXXV-TV reported. Officers responding to a complaint of an assault at the Hollywood Casino Monday night arrived to find the victim
with a disfiguring facial injury, the statement said. The investigation determined that the suspect, Mark Curtis Wells, bit the nose off of the victim, Schwartz said. So, there's more to that story, but I'm just going to leave it at that. If you want to read.
It's quite the game of I got your nose.
Do you think he won?
Yeah, I guess they didn't find the nose, so yeah, he won for a permanent win.
Oh, I was talking about for golf.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, that's not the complete story. If you want to read the rest of it, you will have to visit that link in the description. But would you guys ever consider biting off the nose of your friend?
I got all your backs. I'll bite off all your noses.
Thanks, Connor.
Yeah, always glad to be a team player, guys.
Okay, I know golf can sometimes get kind of intense, but like... Why?
So it said...
Usually it would end in like, you know, maybe a bent club with someone either throwing it, hitting it over their leg because they're just so angry. But, like, I've never heard that happen before.
I wonder, this is just pure speculation, but it happened in the parking lot of a casino, so I wonder if there was some kind of, this is a big jump, but I wonder if there was some kind of money on the game or something. I mean, that's not saying that, like, the casino had anything to do with it, but just the fact that they immediately went to a casino after a golf game, I don't know, maybe they had some money on the game or something. I don't know, I'm not them.
That could make more sense. Yes. My man gave his entire life insurance to this one game of golf.
I'd say that deserves a nose bite at least.
Yeah, at least. Oh my gosh. So, I'd prefer if you guys didn't do that to me.
No, I wasn't planning on doing it anytime soon, so you're in luck.
That's so, great. Moral of the story, don't golf, don't gamble.
Yep, exactly. The two G's of life, don't golf and don't gamble. So that's our weird news for today.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yes.
Right on.
Perhaps our Spanish.
Need some Spanish in my life.
Sure, I can get into some Spanish.
Now you got
today.
some competition here now. Now that someone who has just returned from a mission.
I know. I feel like I've got a supervisor now.
Yes,
exactly. I'll just be judging and critiquing harshly. No, I'm kidding.
Well, that's great because today we're actually talking about you.
Oh,
our Spanish phrase is Jeremy ha regresado, and that means Jeremy has returned.
Yay!
So the a spelled ha refers to the verb haber, which means like to have, so like to have done something. Mm-hmm. And then regresado, that refers to the verb regresar, to return. You could also use volver, but I think regresar applies better to this. And obviously, when you add auto at the end instead of the AR, that's putting it in the past tense. So, and then Jeremy is the Spanish for Jeremiah. So the Spanish phrase is Jeremy ha regresado. Jeremy has returned.
Very cool.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Jeremy, is your full name Jeremiah or are you just Jeremy?
I'm just Jeremy.
Okay.
Cool. He's just Jeremy.
But in Spanish, it's Jeremiah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, now that we've moved on from the weird news, I think it's time for our music artist of the week.
Oh, yes, it is. So, we have been on a Fort Wayne kick here at Reality with a Twist recently, but this one hits a little closer to home. Literally. This band is Sahara, and one of the members of this art rock band is literally my roommate at Ball State. He's a really cool guy in a really cool band. They finally got on Spotify. I've been asking about if they've been good. Because I don't like to shout out band local artists unless you can find them on Spotify. And the band is finally on Spotify. They just put two songs up. Without further ado, this is Pop Song 2 by Sahara.
Nobody knows your face. Waiting for my life to begin. When can I stop playing pretend? But you're not sure where life will go. Waiting for my life to begin. No, sometimes it's hard to just go. I need more of this, I need more of you. What
what did you guys think?
That was pretty good.
Yes. Yeah.
I think it had a really good, like, slow but really good progression.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of starts out slow and mellow, but then it starts to really get more intense as it goes. And
so was your roommate cool. The vocals?
No, he was the keyboardist.
Oh, okay.
And so I always ask bands what they consider their genre to be, because I'm not going to assign genres to these bands. He said art rock. And art rock is literally just kind of rock that's different than the normal, like, idea of rock. It's just like a Wikipedia describes it as avant-garde approach to rock, or challenging. So experimental, I guess, is another way to put it. But I wouldn't necessarily call what they did experimental. I think it sounded really cool. I'm really happy they're finally on Spotify.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Congrats to them.
Yes.
Well, now that we've moved on from our artist of the week, I think it's time for the best worst part of the show.
Oh, it is. Do you want to go first?
Well, I think we need a little bit of an explanation here about what we're about to do.
My bad. It's been a while. So, reality with the twist of the show. No. What are the odds is a combination of a dare and a bet. There is a odds setter and an odds asker. The asker is basically who dares somebody to do something, and the setter sets their own likelihood of doing the dare. So, I think that's... I'm kind of rusty on this, guys. Is there anything else I say? What you basically ask somebody, what are the odds that they do a dare, and then they set their own likelihood of doing it. You count down from three. If you guys both say the same number, you have to do it.
TLDR. You say dare, they say number.
Yeah.
You say numbers at same time, you do dare.
Yes. Yes. You have to say that. You have to set the odds, which is a numerical value, and on the count of three, you have to say a number between one and the number they set. I think that's like the worst explanation I've given in a long time.
Whatever.
Listen to an old episode.
It was still elegant.
You audience members will obviously catch on if you've been watching for a while, which I think 30 of you, because according to our Spotify Wrapped.
Yes, our Spotify Wrapped came out. 30 of you guys. That warmed our little hearts.
Yes, thank you very much. But enough of warming hearts. Time to ruin some days or nights.
You mind if I start?
Oh, please.
This one is for the host today. Mr. Dillon.
Okay.
What are the odds in the next episode, every single time you talk, you have to start out by saying, Jesse.
Dude, that's hilarious.
Jesse.
I'm Dillon.
Jesse. Oh, yeah.
So, two?
Yeah.
Three, two, wait, somebody else is
three,
making a countdown.
Two, one.
One.
Oh my gosh.
I can't wait.
Does
it start now?
No, I think it starts. Does it start
next episode?
Okay. Aww. And the next episode will also have to be when I do my sardines, because I did not get sardines for this episode.
Yes. By the way, we did do the suicide odds as well. That video should be on the In Reality with a Twist Instagram soon.
I will post
hopefully by the time this episode's up.
Yes. Okay, do you guys mind if I go next?
Sure.
All right. Ben, what are the odds you have to soak your underwear in water and wear them for the next hour?
Oh my gosh. I'm glad I brought extra. I always bring extra when I record Reality with the Twist. That's pretty bad.
You'll have to start like while we're still recording.
I'm going to say 20.
Okay. All right.
Three, two, one.
15.
Did you say three?
Yeah.
For the audio listeners, Jeremy tried to like twist the game and held up like a four or something, trying to get Ben to say that at the same time in the game.
Oh my gosh. Sadly, did not hit. I wish it was rigged.
Ben did say my number though.
Okay, who's next?
I can go next.
Oh, Jeremy's first odds on the show.
Gabe.
Yes.
What are the odds on the next episode you eat your sardines and one more package of sardines?
So I just get three packages of sardines.
3?
All right.
3, 2, 1.
2.
1.
Oh.
Okay.
Dylan.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What are the odds you go to bed with your WWE Heavyweight Wrestling Championship belt on?
Which one?
Just one of them.
You got okay. Multiple championships.
I got 3 of them. It's gonna get warm, so like 20.
Okay.
You said that like you've had experience with it before.
Well, I like hold it around my shoulder, and it's heavy, and oh, yeah. You know, if I'm gonna be sleeping shirtless, be like I always do. Then
I'll count down. 3, 2, 1.
9. Arg. Well, tune in next episode as I'll be saying Jesse at the beginning of every sentence, I think.
Wait, Dylan, what about your odds?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got to get my odds. I forgot. Jeremy.
Oh, no.
We need to get you in here somehow.
Okay.
So, what are the odds that the pumpkin pie that you brought to our little boys' giving we held tonight... You just smash your face into it to get a big old bite.
Oh my gosh.
But don't we all want to enjoy the pumpkin pie?
I mean, it'd be pretty funny, though, to watch you
enjoy it.
It would be funny. It'd be,
honestly, I don't even like pumpkin pie, so it'd be more enjoyable.
Yeah, I don't either.
What if I said 7?
Oh.
That's up to you.
All right, I'll count 7. Down. All right, 3, 2, 1.
4.
7.
Oh! So, the one thing we accomplished is that Dylan's just going to say Jesse.
Jesse! Which was an odds of 2.
Yes.
So it's very funny, but yeah. Then I think that'll do it for Reality with a Twist, fellas.
Jeremy, we're so happy to have you on the
we
podcast.
We are. And, finally. And that is the thing, too. Continuing forward, Jeremy will be a part of every episode of Reality with a Twist.
Oh, yeah.
And but unfortunately, the next host will, in fact, be Benjamin over here.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Wait, I just caught that.
Oh, my God.
Ben, do you want to give us a teaser of what you're talking about?
Give me a second. I have a list of ideas.
Or maybe we should say tacoing about.
Oh!
It's not about tacos.
Things are going to get pretty clownful.
You could say they're about to get a bit feral-y-ness.
It's going to be one whale of a time.
You could say it's a bit Kotex.
I think I'll keep this one under wraps.
Alright.
It's
about presents.
Or rappers.
Well,
I don't have an idea yet.
Dylan, do you want to sign us out?
Yes, I would love to sign us out. Well, I've been Dylan.
I'm Ben.
I'm Gunner.
I'm Gabriel.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we will see you all next episode of Reality with a Twist.
Bye!
Bye-bye! Bye-bye.